Hello and welcome to today's news podcast powered by China Daily. I'm your host Fidel Kizito here to bring you the latest insights from around the globe. China's economic outlook is poised to improve in the following months, buoyed by robust fiscal spending, and the country's growth targeted at around 5% for 2024 is achievable according to a renowned economist. Renowned economist Huang Yiping, Dean of Peking University's National School of Development, the nation's economy is relatively stable, with better-than-expected indicators in the first 2 months. He highlighted the potential for continued improvement, citing robust fiscal spending and anticipated support for economic growth in the upcoming months. Huang emphasized the importance of robust economic recovery and stabilizing employment to enhance consumer sentiment and household incomes. He also discussed the impact of the U.S. economy's soft landing on China's external economies, environment, and experts. With China's GDP growth targeted set at around 5% for 2024 and supportive fiscal and monetary policies in place, Huang believes achieving this target is feasible despite challenges. Meanwhile, senior economist Akiko Tarada Hagiwara from the Asian Development Bank expects China to maintain stable growth in 2024. In an exclusive interview with China Daily, Terada Hagirawa highlighted China's supportive fiscal and monetary policies as a driver to investment and growth momentum. She emphasized the role of consumption in economic recovery, noting improvements in labor markets and in income prospects. However, Terada Hagiwara cautioned about the challenges such as weak property management and external uncertainties which could affect China's economic outlook. Despite these challenges, recent data including steady economic recovery, including expansion in the manufacturing sector, PMI and growth in industrial output as fixed assets investments, provides encouragement for China's economic prospects. Experts are discussing a potential shift in China's monetary policy, particularly treasury bonds, trading in the secondary market. While such a move could provide liquidity and optimize the monetary policy system, experts clarify that it could not be equated with quantitative easing as seen in Western central banks. Instead, the People's Bank of China aims to maintain moderate monetary accommodation. Bloomberg has released a report showing that the concerns of the United States and Europe that China's overcapacity in electric vehicles and solar panels could wipe out overseas industries are not backed by data. For EVs, the real issue for advanced economies is that Chinese car makers are more efficient and competitive thanks to technology, local supply chains, brand new transport infrastructure, and lower energy and land costs, said the report. Chinese companies aren't dumping electric vehicles on the global markets at a lower cost either, as leading Chinese EVs fetch roughly double as on average in Europe than domestically, said the report. For solar panels, it said there is a possibility that future demand growth could surpass expectations. This potential for an estimation is particularly significant for green goods, and carbon reduction targets may be raised in the years ahead. It noted that new capacity can often replace older capacity rather than sitting alongside it when an industry is developing new techniques. Into the electric vehicle market industry, the first batch of Xiaomi SU7 electric sedans made their debut this week, delighting customers in 28 cities across China, as reported by the paper. During the delivery ceremony held in Beijing, Liu Jun, Xiaomi's founder and CEO, revealed that booking volumes of the SU7 has soared past 100,000, with confirmed bookings totaling 40,000. Lei expressed gratitude for the immense trust consumers have shown in the company and urged continued commitment to delivering products for superior quality and service. However, the surge in bookings has raised concerns regarding Xiaomi's delivery capabilities and productivity. Addressing these concerns, Xiaomi assured that efforts are underway to enhance production capacity. The company disclosed plans to streamline production processes, aiming to assemble each vehicle with a remarkable 76 seconds when operating at full capacity in Yizhuang plant, as confirmed by the paper.cn. The introduction of the SU7 into the market has sparked a wave of price cuts in the NEV market, with notable brands like NIO, Huawei, Eito, and Li Zeekr 007 following suit, as reported by the paper.cn. Meanwhile, Michelin Group will expand production capacity as its units in China to capitalize on potential growth opportunities, senior executive said, as a French tire and mobility company strides on the country's efforts to cultivate new quality productive forces and undergo a green transformation. This move has been prompted by the enthusiasm shown by Chinese automakers and technology companies in adopting new technologies, which has opened up numerous opportunities and resulted in a significant increase in the use of electric vehicles, new energy sources, and new materials. In addition to expanding its manufacturing base in Shanghai, Michelin will increase passenger car tire capacity at its factory in Shenyang, Liaoning province this year to meet soaring market demands. As China creates more favorable conditions to cultivate new quality productive forces, Matthew Yi, CEO and President of Michelin China and Mongolia, said the key factors behind this is the growth driver related to sustainability. This has led traditional industries towards high-end, intelligent and green transformation while fostering the emergence of new industries, demand and collaboration. That wraps up our today's China Global Insight podcast. Stay tuned for more updates on China economy, technology and impact. I'm Fidel Kizito. For more international news updates, visit our website at www.chinadaily.com/cn.